There is sort of a dangerous attitude that Christians can take as they walk with Jesus Christ. The attitude of having arrived at a place where everything is just fine with the Lord and we don't have any place to grow, that we have arrived at the mountaintop of our spiritual life and there's no higher place to go. Paul reminded a group of Christians about that in the city of Thessalonica. He had taken a missionary journey to Thessalonica. He had brought the gospel. They had a great revival. But as usual, trouble followed the Apostle Paul wherever he went. And so he was run out of town after only 4 weeks in that city. But they had a great revival, and he left behind a body of people who really loved Jesus and were saved, but they were new Christians. He was very worried about them. And when he heard back from Timothy, he was overjoyed to hear that they were doing well, that they had stayed with the gospel, and the grace of God was with them. And he wrote them a letter, 1 Thessalonians. He told them and taught them that there was a continuing process of growing closer to God and that they would never be in a place where they did not need God's grace and that they did not need the Spirit of God to help them grow and increase in their relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen to what he says. It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 in his greeting. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brothers beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. The Apostle Paul goes on later in his letter. Listen to what he said. Chapter 3, verse 6. But now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, that you have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brothers, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith then we joy for your sakes before our God, night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. You see, Paul knew that we all need to be growing. It's sort of like riding a bicycle. It's easy to balance that bicycle when it's going forward, but exceedingly difficult when it is standing still. Let's pray. Father in heaven, increase my faith, and I pray you would continue to teach me how to follow Jesus Christ. I always need your grace. I always need your instruction, and I always know that I am not complete until the day that I see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen.